Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
There's this feeling within, I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't explode. Yes, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we ride. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see, breathing deep electricity, the channel stellar cosmic sounds as an instrument I found there. Love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Light from the sun is who we be. Through you. from the sun is who we be. It feels good to be tapping, 'cause that's what's happening. It feels so good to be tapped in, 'cause that's the only thing that's happening. Oh, oh, oh. Current of energy, come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Life from the sun is who we be. Oh, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Life from the sun is who we be.
Of energy. My goodness. We want to thank Makua Ray for that beautiful, 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 beautiful rendition of tapping. I am just totally enamored with that. My goodness. Thanks to Makua Ray. You can find his music on Facebook. And his name is M-I-K-U-A-K, and that's Ray, R-A-I, Makua Ray. And I want to thank him because I want to know if everybody tapped in and tuned in to this frequency, this current of love frequency. Thanks to all for tuning in to this powerful moment of now. I welcome you to this playground where we are continually inventing new and innovative ways to successfully and completely do this lifetime. With all the grace and ease we can muster up on this playground of life, where your decision to have fun, if you choose to, of course, it's mandatory on this playground. At the top of the show, you were listening to my wonderful friend George Carillis with Pure Imagination. And I love there where he talks about take a look and you'll see into your pure imagination, you know, because if you look around you, you'll see. This is what you imagine. Everything that you see is what you imagine, whether it be from your fears, whether it be from your faith, your joy, whatever. It's all created for you. It's all created for us. So we want to thank George. You find his music at evzonemusic.com. And if you would like to share your music, your beautiful gifts, your musical gifts, just drop me a line at ombasa@ombasa.com. So, we all know that I am Ombasa Sofira, and I am one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and as Makua Ray talked about, all love, the current of love. Are you ready for this love today? We got some love in the house, all the way from the land of Oz. Yes, we're bringing you all the love that overcomes the fears that bind us to misunderstandings, the love that heals the heart, the wounded heart, the love that expands all consciousness. Yes, indeed. We have our wonderful, beautiful sister on the playground today, Brenda Kay. Brenda Kay is a visionary artist and a natural healer with 20 years of dedicated service to spirit. She draws her inspiration from her soul journey here on this playground of life, our wonderful globe. We're moving around the globe and finding and making connections. She has made a real powerful connection with her soul family along the way. Brenda currently resides in her home base on Bribie Island, Queensland, Australia. She is a mum. I love that word. A mum and a grandmum. All right, Playmates, help me welcome Brenda Kay. Brenda, welcome to the Playground of Life.
Thank you, Ambassador. It's so beautiful to be here with you today. Very excited.
Oh, I am so excited too. Wow, from the land of Oz. Because. Don't make me stress. I know all the songs from The Wiz, okay? Yes, indeed. So Brenda Kay, everybody on the playground know who is Brenda Kay, because everybody's been asking, who is Brenda Kay? Who is Brenda Kay? Who is Brenda Kay? Okay, so today we're going to find out. Who is Brenda Kay? Let
them
have it, Brenda.
Oh, boy, that's a big question, Ambassador. Where do I start with that one? My work covers a very creative journey, that includes a visionary art journey. So I'm an artist. I'm also a natural healer, and as you said earlier, and my passion is about wandering the globe and sharing the love that I find, and receiving the love that is inherent with all that is, and all of the planet and the people that I find along the way. So that's really what I'm about. I'm about giving and sharing that energy of love, just like Michael Ray was talking about.
That is pretty powerful. He was sharing about the current of love, and I love the idea of currency. You know, when you think about the water and the waters of life, it's all about that deep currency when you really get into the current and the flow. You know, I did a show, my show in England was called Strains of Wholeness. And it was all about, you know, just getting in flow in the multiple streams of well-being. You know, when you really get into the flow, that means that you're ready to go over that boulder. You're ready to go around that blockage. You know, you're ready to go through wherever you need to go through. And bilocate, so be, or levitate.
Yes.
Whatever it takes for you to move through with the current. And that love is the source. That love is everything. So it's a beautiful thing. So thank you for sharing who you are. So, you know that we're on this family tip, as they say, and we're dealing with family this month. So how do you see family?
Family comes from everywhere you can find it. Really, that journey begins, of course, with our birth family and our brothers and sisters and mom and dad and our ancestors, you know, as we go through that ancestral line, that's really important to shape us as we begin our journey of life on Earth. But to me, it broadens out to a much greater extent. And I believe that as we come in, we don't come in on our own. We come with a family, and our family isn't necessarily those who we are born through. Some of our birth family, of course, belong in our soul family, but our soul family can be found outside of that container.
And so when you think about today, okay, let's ask this question. How has your family shaped who you are as you see that? And this is let's do a little double question. And when you think about those who have become your extended family and who you see as other than that, the soul family, how do you shape that? What do you feel like Brenda Kay has come out of there? What has been the impact of that for you?
Well, in terms of how my birth family have shaped me, I had, as a child, I had brothers and sisters, mum and dad, they were all around me and they were very loving, and the environment of love was very much in the family, and it was very much a part of growing up. It was about respect through love and so on, and the acceptance of all things and of all people. And I think it's that, you know, that loving acceptance that took me forward into finding the rest of my soul family. And I think, you know, I think everybody has that experience of, as you mature and you grow older, you find that perhaps some of your birth family, it's not that you love them more, but you create a greater depth of feeling and understanding, with some more than others. And then when you meet new people in your life, sometimes you get that instant recognition that you know that person, and strong bonds of love are formed, you know, out of that. And it is absolutely the same as with your birth family and, you know, soul family. That feeling of deep love and acceptance is there, is present. And it's always, in my own experience, it's through the synchronistic events of life that you meet with people who are that you wouldn't consider even going up to in the street, but for some reason, the forces of nature or whatever have brought you together in some kind of synchronistic way to actually create that connection. And I've got many, 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 many stories about that.
Since we've been on this theme this month, I've been talking about the whole idea of that instant recognition thing. You know, you see people, you walk up to them, and I mean, it's just something. You know, you see it. You see the soul of that person. You recognize them as a part of who you are. And sometimes it's right there, and you start flipping it off. And sometimes the fear is there. You're like, well, you know, I don't know you, or you know, some people kind of stand off with it. But I feel that when you accept it and when you recognize it and allow it to be whatever it is, you know, you'll find some golden nuggets in that. You know, because why do you think that, you know, that when we, the whole idea of, do you feel like it's from other lifetimes, it's from times before and past lives that we've been together, why the recognition is so strong?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I know that not everybody's belief system goes to reincarnation, but I have seen so many events and experiences in my life that I can't fail to take that on board as my own truth. And indeed, what has brought me, you know, the synchronistic and the line of synchronistic events that's brought me to this very moment talking to you right now, when I thought about it earlier, has just been extraordinary. If I may share, it goes back in the 90s, probably 98, when I first met a young man in Greenwich. I was at a mind, body, spirit show, and at that time I was painting spirit guide portraits. So that's just one stream of my work. And a young man came to sit at my table, and I had a line of people waiting to see me. This young man sat at my table, and each session was meant to last about 20 minutes. I must have sat with him an hour and a half. It was as if this huge hall of people just melted away, and the only people that existed were for this young man and I. And I brought through a beautiful painting of his spirit guide, which had a Native American influence, which I thought was unusual for this young man in Greenwich in London. But, you know, it's an incredibly long story, so I'll give you the telegram version. So from there, I came back home to Australia. I actually went back and forwards to England several times in the interim, and then this one time, a woman got hold of this painting because she had a very strong Native American sense of who she was. And anyway, she loved it, and it had my name, of course, on the page where I signed it. And even though I changed my name legally since that time, she underwent a huge process of finding me. So she found me. I went back to England. She invited me back. And back I went, and I spent some time with her and worked with her. And then during that time, I met a radio presenter over there who I believe you know very well. And anyway, she and I had a beautiful connection. It was a fabulous soul connection. And I came back to Australia. We kept in touch, and she invited me on her program. And before I was going to go on, she talked to me about another friend of yours, Audrey Scott Williams, who was at the time beginning her journey on the Trail of Dreams, going around the globe in over 3.5 years. She talked to me about that because she just interviewed her. She said, Brenda, you've got to go to this website and have a look, which I did. And I was very impressed with what they were doing. So I sent an email out to Audrey and said, if you find yourself in Australia, I love your work. You know, please feel free to look me up. Here's my phone number. Within half an hour, she was on the phone and said, we are 2 hours away from your door. Can we come and stay with you? And without hesitation, I said, yes, without even thinking about whether or not that would be a good idea to stranger. So the whole team arrived, six people, and I hosted them for what was to be, you know, a few days, and that stretched to about 6 weeks, I think, in all. And and so we formed a very strong family bond, and then, of course, it was through them that I met you. When we did come to the States, because I joined them for the last leg of their journey from New York City to Atlanta, Georgia, and the one thing that that really speaks to me about, you know, the people that who really are in your soul family and who create those bonds are the ones who will open their door and their heart to you no matter what, even if you don't know them, and provide you with whatever you need to continue your journey. And and it's that heart opening and total acceptance of who you are, you know, without any intellectual thought about it, and just in that deep knowing that this is my family.
Absolutely. And you know, it's pretty powerful, and I do understand. We're going to take a break in a minute, but I want to say that I was speaking about the Trail of Dreams World Peace Walk. You know, it was for sure a soul connection for me. As you know, I was the world coordinator for the walk, and in the desire to put myself in a position, you know, my spouse at the time thought I was nuts, because I wasn't getting paid for the position, but it was something about the soul connection that was driving me to be up till 1 in the morning and get back up at 3:30. And Audrey was like, oh, who are you? You the Energizer Bunny? You know, because it was such a passion. It was such a drive, because I knew that the operation was operating off pure love from Source. I knew that it was, bountiful in spirit, you know. The world of the Trail of Dreams World Peace Walkers were moving with that on that currency of love, and this is why, you know, people like myself and others lent, and I, you know, when I booked the whole tour from the 14 cities from New York to Atlanta, people were falling over to assist and give venues, and they didn't know why they were doing it, but it was for a true God purpose. And so it was people, entertainers were falling in place, and they were doing it because obviously you know that there was no money there. So no one really got paid. You know, I mean, there was the resources that because they were constantly resourced, because Source was the source of their supply. So they got what they needed to get in terms of the walk along the way, but it was all about the connections and knowing that you are connected, and you listen. You listen and you obey, and this is what I was saying about the whole idea of when you are meeting someone it's all about exploring what that is about, because we are explorers. So the idea of us, you know, taking a moment and in time, whenever that time is for you, and really saying, okay, well, what is this about? Let me see. And a lot of times we find that, you know, people that may, for me, I believe that people that get married might have been brothers and sisters before, and or you know, cousins, or, you know, really close before in another time. Because yes, I do believe that we come and recycle continuously, because we're part of these bodies, but we're not these bodies. We are souls, and we are from Source. So that is a truth that I do know. So I stand right with it. And so I feel that a lot of times that people come through, and a lot of breakups and a lot of things, you know, are because I feel that people, if we took time to explore and play a little bit more with the relationships, we might find that, you know, that attraction, that love attraction, that strong love attraction might have been brother and sister. You know, so that's why the husband or the wife is going to, quote-unquote, cheat on the husband or wife, is because that connection may have just been supposed to have been that they just supposed to have been close and never supposed to have been, you know, copulating. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's my take on that, though. But we're gonna take a break. We'll come back, and we'll continue to speak about this as well as some other ideas that will flow like the current. We'll be right back, Brenda.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Sick of doing shortbread, dodgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, dodgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
And we're back. My friend Brenda from the land of Oz. Brenda, are you there?
I certainly am.
Are you there? Yes, yes, yes. Can you hear me okay, Brenda? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can hear you very well.
Ah, wonderful, wonderful. So, yes, we were speaking about the bonds that we feel with people, the connections that we feel with people, you know, and it can be at times very confusing when we don't try, when we don't decide to explore it and see just what it is. You know, and to look at it, and whatever we come up with, because there are no mistakes under the sun. You know, whatever happens, it's happening. You know, the choice and the decision is ours in terms of whether we want to marry our brother or our sister or our cousin or whatever we want to do. You know, it's all about that experience, and trustfully we'll learn from that. And when the teacher comes and says, what did you learn? when the situation comes around again, of course, we'll know which box to pick. Yes, indeed. So when you think about the bonds that are broken in some families, you know, do you feel that it's something that is also from another time? When you think about, because there's a lot of people that say, well, I'm just not close to my family. I just never really roll with them. And then you have some people are thick, like, you know, they just do everything because they can't get away from each other, you know, kind of thing, and don't want to, by the way. And there's nothing wrong with either one, either side. And, you know, the whole idea, though, is that people are always looking at that, you know, when they some people, like myself, have considered myself to be, quote unquote, the black sheep of the family, or the one who is different, the one who is not, you know. And so we, those people as like me, find ourselves connecting more, I feel, with the soul family. What do you feel?
Well, look, I agree with you, and I think if we look at that concept of soul family as moving through the timeline, through past, present, and future, and looking at that as a whole, and we've come down and we experience life on Earth, but there are gaps in that where, even concurrently, while we are still on the Earth, that soul connection still exists beyond the Earth, I believe. And so choices are made at that level about the experiences that we choose to have as human beings on Earth that are going to bring us the growth that we need to move forward and to, you know, to tick those boxes of yes, done that, so we do learn and have the growth. But it's quite, because why be here if we're not growing, if we're not, you know, having these realizations? And so my understanding is that when those parts of the family, whether they be, you know, who you consider as your extended soul family or whether it's from your birth family, when those moments come and there's rifts and there's havoc being created between you and another person, the intensity of that is no different really than the intensity of the love. And in fact, in my understanding, it's because that person has actually is loving you enough to put their hand up on a soul level and provide you with the challenges that you need for your growth. And it might come your turn to actually volunteer at another time, to volunteer to, you know, be the bad guy, if you like, and then give you the opportunity. But, you know, wherever you see that rift, there is opportunity for both sides. And it's really about your choice to take on board, you know, the lessons and growth from the opportunity. So if someone close to you is pushing your buttons, or even someone that you barely know, someone at work, or, you know, someone who is, you know, having a powerful impact upon you one way or the other, they're pushing your buttons, then you have a choice to say, oh, good, I got a button, I can really work with that. So how can I improve myself? How can I take this button and make it work for me? You know? Then we really need to bless that person for pushing it so that we've recognized that it's there.
You know, I'm just tickled about that, because there's probably a lot of people twisting and turning in their chairs, like, right, you know. I've been traveling, doing workshops and events, and I have to go to the library at times to get on the computer. And today was really, I knew they were giving me the opportunity to grow. I knew these people. It wasn't wasn't just young people in there. It was this lady was talking loud, and here I am trying to deal. You know, you only give you a certain hour on the computer, so I'm trying to get in there. And I said, okay, I had to keep telling myself, okay, this is good. This is a good lesson. Okay, let me pay attention to it. But yeah, the whole idea, you know, I don't know if you've heard the adage, blood is thicker than water. You heard it? You heard that about family and relationship to your blood family as opposed to anyone else. And it's funny because I'm just one of those people that I know what everybody meant. It didn't feel that way to me, you know. And I know that it has nothing to, well, it does have something to do with my family makeup and where you know, everything. But I feel that, you know, that's something that's never sat with me to say, yeah, that's right. And, you know, blood is thicker than water. Well, you know, to me, all of it is connected, and we're all connected. And I think that, like I said, our family makeup has a lot to do with it. For instance, with myself, you know, I have a sibling that's not that much older than me, maybe a year or so older than me. And when I was born, she was just a baby, you know. And not only was I born, you know, while she's a baby, that meant that while my mom was pregnant with me, I was, you know, now in the way, literally, of her being close to my mom. And then after that, I came out with my feet crossed, like, you know, Jesus on the cross, you know, with a nail in it. You know, well, that picture was how my feet were, right over each other. So I was tripping and falling, and they had to break my feet in order for me to wear casts for a long time, you know, in order for my feet to heal and ankles and everything. So that meant that was more energy taken away from me. And I never knew why this sister hated me so much. You know, I couldn't ever understand why. She would just pick fights. She would just, she would talk about me. She would just, you know, and it took up until this year for me to have that epiphany that was what that was all about. And we never know why our relationships, the bonds are broken from that way that long ago, when we might have been very close, you know, in another lifetime. We might have been, you know, for whatever reason, and maybe not, you know. But the point is that here we are, and we never know why. We have to sometimes pardon, you know, give a pass to a certain situation in our families, and just know we're just not close to them as we are to someone that maybe we consider in our soul family. It just might just be that simple, you know. It just might be that simple. But we're going to be wrapping up soon, but I want to talk a little bit about your connection with the family of the, what would they call, the four limbs and nature. Can you speak a little bit about that?
Yes, yeah, you've read my mind because I just made a little mental note to myself.
I do
have a very deep... really? Oh. I was thinking about my relationship to Earth and some of the... As I've travelled in my... throughout the world, there are certain geological features that really draw me, that I absolutely feel so connected to and, you know, and feel such deep love for I don't even have the words to articulate the feeling that I have, but it's exactly the same intensity as I would feel for another human being. And, I was wanting to talk about the Glasshouse Mountains, which is a very powerful group of mountains here on, or not on the island, but very close to Bribie Island, and I'm sure it's why I'm placed so close to this area. The Glasshouse Mountains has an Aboriginal mythology, which is about family disunity, and the energy of the earth can really shape the people who live in that area. And there was a point I wanted to make, that there's a mother mountain there. There's a mother and a father and a son who are the main characters in the story of the dreaming of this place. There's several other mountains around it as well, but these three that are pivotal to the story. And without going into the whole story, Biwa is the mother mountain. And you can see it so clearly. She's reclining. She's a pregnant woman reclining. And the mythology around that has to do with her being abandoned in the time of her labor and her need. And so it's very, very interesting that the township of Biwa, which is just there by the mountains, actually has the highest incidents per capita of single mothers in all of Australia.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. Wow.
The township is called Biwa, B-W-R-W-A-H, and the mountains are called Glasshouse Mountains. And, it's a very, very beautiful part of the world, and I'm so lucky to be here. And as I continue on my journey, and when I feel so incredibly drawn to certain features, as I said, on the landscape, I've been realizing more and more about the network of those mountains and features and how, you know, as I'm being drawn to those, that the energy as I move from one to the other is open through the ley lines, through the energy grids of the earth. And and I recently found out, as you know, I was spending time in Atlanta and I was living very close to the edge of Stone Mountain, which is a sister mountain. It's believed that's a sister mountain to Uluru or Ayers Rock that we have in the middle of Australia. And I found out recently, if you were to actually draw, and they're also connected to Biwa, both of them connect to Biwa energetically. But a friend of mine did a Google, went to Google Maps, and apparently if you find it, locate something on map, it will take you through to the opposite end of the earth. And
that's really
powerful. It's about 20 miles east in the ocean from Bribie Island, where I live.
My goodness. That is really, that is just awesome. Now, I would like to, I want you to send me that information, email me that information. But I want to, we have about 3 minutes, and I want people to know about BK Arts, okay? I want you to tell them about your art. I want you to sell it, because I have some of the pieces and they are so beautiful, and I want you to tell them where to find it. Go for it.
Okay, you need to go to my website, Brenda K Art, BrendaKayArt.com, and on there you will find all of the information and some galleries of my work. There are two streams to my artwork. One is it's under the label Psychic Art, which involves drawing spirit guides, which I do in a one-on-one situation, but also remotely. And the other stream is visual art, and this is these are drawn from visions that I receive that relate to to various events or situations. And they just serve to bring an energy, and they encapsulate an energy and bring it into grounded realization through in third dimensional experience. So I find they're great as a focus, as a meditation tool. And the ones that you will find mostly in the Visionary Art Gallery. There's a series of 9 paintings there that form, it's like a journey through 9 dimensions of consciousness, of human consciousness. And each of these is like different levels of understanding. that we go through in order to acquire wholeness and unity within and with all that is, all of the universe. And that's all I can do in this space. It's like, you know, 2 minutes.
But that's pretty rich. That's pretty, pretty rich. I think that people are very much fed with that information, and we'll go to your website. Please give your website once again.
BrendaKArt.com.
And that's not plural. It's not plural. It's Brenda K Art.
Yes.
Brenda K Art. Okay, with no S on the end. .com.
No S.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good. All right, my lovely sister from Oz, my playmate from Oz. Oh, because Brenda, I love you, Brenda.
Thank you so much for having me on your program. I had way too much fun as I was trying to have this morning.
Well, that's great. That's right. It is the top of the morning. Well, top of the morning to you. And thank you for being part of my soul family. I'm sending you big hugs across the water. I know you can feel it through the currency and the vibration of love.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Ambassa.
All right. Much love. I'll talk to you soon, Bren. See ya.
Okay. All right. Talk soon. Bye. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
All right. See ya. Yes, indeed. We are having a really good time this month with family, with all of these cookouts on the playground. We are just having too much fun. We played hula hoop. We played jump rope. We played jacks. We have had so much fun today. I am so tired. I'm about to go home and get something to eat. I'm so tired. I got to leave this playground. I'm going to see you next week, right, where we'll have another playmate, Lisa Iverson. She's going to be bringing ancestral blueprints for us to examine about the family soul, the soul of the family. You can't miss it. And we're going to go out with Troy Horn, God-like light. Sorry. Yeah, we all need to be God-like, but God-light Troy Horn, and you can find his music at Troy Horn with the E on the end, .com. Much love to you. I bless you. I love you. And I'm giving you a big hug. Mwah! See you later. Mombasa out.
Monday morning, weekend's gone. I can't believe how fast this thing called life goes on. I still recall when I was young. The mama's baby has a daughter and two sons. Radio, don't play my songs. My kids rock out, they know the words to sing along. Circle of life, it's kind of strange. Sometimes it breaks my heart, but all of life is changed.
I'm not afraid to die. hope. When it all falls, let it simmer on hope. Just yesterday, I was blue, hung in my head. Living in a world with so much death, I just wanna live with no regrets. Golden sunlight, the soldier's young mind. This morning, gunfights and running for one time. I love the night, but I prefer the dawn. When the city yawns, have no pity on me. Walk along before I pass the torch. Craft the future in my fragile palm. The hand is down, you are the last resort. And through you, I live on.
When I look into your eyes, I see your sunlight. Got the sun in the sky, your future's so bright. And no matter
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.